earlier on that we were going to be chatting with the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation and finding out about an art exhibition that is going to be hosted at the Constitutional Hill. And on the line this afternoon, I've got Faisal Mamdu. Very good afternoon to you, Faisal. How are you, man?
I'm well, thanks. Good afternoon, Al.
Lovely. Tell us about the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation and tell us about this art exhibition that's going to be held at Constitutional Hill on the 21st of November.
Sure. Well, basically, the foundation is an independent public benefit organization.
Right.
And, you know, it's devoted to supporting the development of education mm-hmm. and small business development. And it does that through a number of its partner entities. So there are four partner entities through which it implements these programs. This is our 15th anniversary. So the foundation's been going for 15 years now. And the exhibition is one of our activities to commemorate the anniversary. So it's a public art exhibition. It's taking place at Constitution Hill. It's mm-hmm. opened already, and it will run until the 15th of December.
Nice. Now, why did Cyril Ramaphosa or the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation decide to showcase their 15-year legacy through an art exhibition?
Well, I think, I mean, there's, you know, we've done a number of other things as well. For example, a couple of weeks ago, we did a youth empowerment workshop.
Yeah.
Working with young people in Mamelodi, capacitating them around the development of entrepreneurship skills. So this is one of the activities, and it's, you know, it's our more broader public-directed activity. So we thought we needed something which helped us engage, you know, with the broader public. The theme of the exhibition relates to our purpose. Our formal purpose is to foster an inclusive society. And the theme of the exhibition is around subjects like inclusion, inequality, borders and boundaries. These are all very sort of important issues in society and for South Africa right now.
Quite right.
And artists and artworks have a unique way of addressing those, you know, that subject matter.
Yeah.
So from our point of view, it was a way, you know, to give expression to that through art.
Mm-hmm.
Through which we could engage with the broader public.
Indeed. And what are you hoping to achieve with this art exhibition?
Well, there are a number of objectives. The first one, you know, would be to make a contribution to the discussion through art on subjects like inequality. Mm. From our point of view, it's quite a complex subject. And, you know, artists and the works of the, you know, that were chosen and curated for this exhibition raise the complexity and the contradictions and challenges related to, you know, to the subject matter. So it's a contribute to an ongoing national discussion. It's to promote the arts and the role of the arts in society. You know, we encourage people to buy, especially first-time buyers. Mm. So, yeah, those are some of the objectives related to the exhibition.
Who's going to be the curator? I'd love to know.
Well, it was a collective group, so it's been curated already by a collective led by a woman called Rita Potenza.
Mm-hmm.
Rita is a well-known, you know, photographic researcher and has been involved in exhibitions like this before.
Yeah.
And she's worked with a team from the foundation.
Okay. And who are the artists, some of those artists that are going to be showcasing their work? Who can we expect to see on the walls and throughout the exhibition?
Sure. Yeah, so it's quite a varied lineup, emerging and established artists.
Yeah.
You have people like Sam Tlengetwa, you know, Jody Bieber, Johnny Miller, you might recall, you know, he had a drone shot which was showcased on the cover of Time magazine not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done, you know, we're showcasing his work in a very interesting way. So it's quite a variety. I mean, what's also interesting is the works by two 14-year-olds. They come from a new form of settlement near Alexandra.
Mm-hmm.
And the Intetolo Foundation, together with the Market Photo Workshop, worked with young people from the informal settlement, you know, using photography to reflect on their life circumstances and experiences. And they've, you know, we exhibited in two of the works by 2 14-year-olds.
Wow,
so that gives you some idea of the range of work. And it's not just, you know, fine art as such. It's photography. There's design elements. There's craft. So, and the works, you know, in very interesting ways, speak one to the other.
Yeah.
And in some ways, in conversation around the subject matter.
Very interesting. I was down in Clarence over the weekend. Went through a couple of those art exhibitions that they have down there, and this leads me to my next question, because I actually fell in love with quite a number of pieces that I saw over the weekend. Is this exhibition only for art lovers and people that want to buy art, or is it open to the public?
Yeah, no, that was one of our objectives, obviously, was to make art more accessible as well. So it's definitely obviously open to the broader public, and it's for everybody. And, you know, and we're encouraging people to come and have a look. So it's not just for buyers. The main thing about the exhibition is, you know, the focus of it is on this, on these important national issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of conversation, you know, that the art speaks to. But if you're in a position to, and you're able to support the artists and acquire their works, you know, we encourage that. The funds go to, you know, to the artists.
And that was going to actually be my next question, was that could you buy the art so that people are going to be browsing through when they come to the exhibition?
Yes, no, absolutely. There's a catalogue, so that, you know, that details, the nature of the artwork, the materials, and the price, and there's details, you know, for retail as well, whom people should get hold of, should they want to purchase anything.
Faisal, before I let you go, and I'm sure that if you are making your way through to this exhibition, you're going to have art that is going to be that'll tell a story of our history for many years to come. Just tell us exactly where and when this art exhibition is happening again.
Yes, it's at the Women's Jail at Constitution Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Constitution Hill is in Braamfontein.
Yes.
And, you know, we chose the Constitution Hill as well because the huge sacrifice, you know, was made for an inclusive society. So it's an appropriate setting for the exhibition of this nature.
Yeah.
And it's opened, you know, from 9 to 5 on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs until the 15th of December.
And starts on the 21st of November, eh?
So it's, yeah, it opened on the 21st.
Yes. Which was the other day, actually, because
that's
we were
right,
already on the 25th. Yeah. So go and check it out. It's at Constitutional Hill. How much is it going to cost to get you in?
There's no charge.
No charge. So free. If you want to go and check it out, go and have a look at art making history. And it's going to, like I said, I think a lot of those pieces are going to be able to tell a story for many years to come. Faisal, thank you very much for making the time to have a chat with us. And
thank you.
And good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.
Lovely. Yes. And, if you want those details, we'll quickly slap it on our Facebook page. The Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation will be hosting that public art exhibition. It's at Constitutional Hill. And it is already open to the public. It's going to cost you absolutely nothing. If you're an art lover and if you want to check some of these art pieces, then go and check it out. But Faisal, giving us all those details this afternoon.